I think he's wearing his only pair of shoes that he had. He liked blazers rather than suits, and the blazer is a touch too big for him, which was always typical of him. He wasn't great with his clothing, but he was fun to be around, and I miss him every day, obviously, especially on a day like this. But he was sometimes a hard figure to live up to. And I probably fell down on occasions, but no, he was a wonderful dad, and I'm very proud and honoured to be here today, to be here on the unveiling of his statue.
The club may now have, you know, owners from far away, but they're clear that, you know, that a man of this city still means a great deal.
Yeah, no, you know, they might be headquartered in Shanghai, but equally they did their homework when they bought the football club. They understand the history of the club. They understand who's contributed to putting it where it is today. And if it wasn't for individuals like Sir Jack Hayward, then they wouldn't have a football club to buy. And, you know, again, if you look at some of the attributes that we've talked about this in the past, that they looked for in a club, it was around, you know, the stability of the club, the fan base, the stability in the community and the stadium and the infrastructure. And we can't deny the fact that so many of those building blocks were put in place by Sir Jack Hayward.
It's been a long time coming. Everyone's been waiting for it and looking forward to it. And, you know, just a marker of the man, really. And what a great place to put it as well. And, you know, everyone who will be attending the games will be able to walk past. And, you know, it'll be a constant reminder for young supporters as well, asking their parents, you know, who was Sir Jack maybe, and at least been able to answer and say what he did for the club.
We had day-to-day runnings with Sir Jack. He's privileged to work under. When Dave Jones come in, we had that bond pretty quick. He wanted to know who the captain was at the time. I took over from Kevin Muscat. And basically, if the players needed anything, just go and ask him. And if we didn't ask Sir Jack, it's Rachel A. O'Flimmy asked. And it was fantastic. It was a family club. It was brilliant.
So he was a great man in the city, but he was a great man known to everybody in the club.
Yeah, the players was approachable. If you wanted his mobile number, even though he'd be in the Bahamas, you could speak to him. Just so approachable with him, and he always kept away, but he also kept his distance away. He knew when the game time was on a Saturday, he wouldn't come down the dressing room, he'd stay clear. Just fantastic fella, yeah.
I didn't realise just how much he'd done for Wolverhampton as a whole until, you know, he actually passed away. The amount he'd done for the city is tenfold. It's absolutely amazing, and more people that can learn about what he actually done for the city, the better, because he's such a good man. The charities he's done and just the things he's done, you know, as a whole, it's something to be admired.
You said you would have been honoured to be now in the same company as Billy Wright and Stan Collis, who also have their statues.
Two of his huge heroes. I was lucky to meet Billy and be involved with Billy when he was a director and I was chairman. And that was one of my highlights of being involved with the football club, is getting to know Billy. And for Dad to be in that exalted company of Billy Wright, Stan Collis, and now Sir Jack Hayward, just fantastic.